agreeing with it. Which this is what I mean. It's like, can people not recognize this? What? I don't know, man. It's so weird. It really is. If it was black people going, oh, if you criticized the genocide we're carrying out, that means you're a racist. Right-wingers across the board would say, shut up. We know what you're really doing. This has nothing to do with race. I'm not racist, you idiot. I'm against you being a terrible person and killing people, obviously. Oh, but somehow when the Jews do exactly the same thing, the Republicans just fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. Something's not adding up here. Something's not adding up. And the more you look around, the more you realize, like, it is this Israeli control of America that makes everybody insane. Because it makes people insane. It forces you to act insane. Like the Ted Cruz and all these people. I mean, Randy Fine, Lindsey Graham. It's like their positions don't make any sense on the face of it. The dichotomy that's built in America doesn't make any sense on the face of it. Because what should be happening is all of those left-winger socialist dudes on universities that are standing up against the genocide in Palestine, in a normal world, those people would be able to recognize and understand that their entire belief system is dependent on and hinges on and is born out of classic American culture. White Christian men created the worldview that they are fighting for. But they don't recognize it. They can't acknowledge it. They instead conflate the brutal genocidal nature of Israel with the crap lies they've heard about the likes of George Washington and others from the very people that are like running Israel, like the Maxwells, Ghislaine's dad, who wrote all the textbooks here in America. And this is like very real. I mean, I always think about there's that famous history book. If the crew can remember what it's called, it's the one that basically came out and said that Columbus was genocidal and killed everybody, and the people's history of the United States. Guys, look up the people's history. Who was the author? Because Howard Zinn is like the quintessential person that you follow his sort of trajectory in his life and you start to understand like how we got to the situation that we're in. And I wonder if Matt Walsh is going to touch on this, because Matt Walsh is creating a new series where he's talking about the civil rights movement and MLK and the truth about MLK and the truth about people funding him and who wrote his speeches. He was funded. The people who wrote his speeches were all like hardcore Jewish activists. And they brag about it. And again, this is one of these weird things where if you go to the ADL or the SPLC, they will have posts and articles and museum exhibits bragging about the way that Jews were instrumental in the civil rights movement. And they were the power behind MLK and they celebrate. And it's wonderful if instead you're like, wait, so the Jews were behind the civil rights movement? They go, well, how dare you? How dare you say such a thing? That is a blood libel and an anti-Semitic smear. Watch Howard Zinn. Go read the book responding to Howard Zinn's book. Howard Zinn's book is The People's History. And a woman wrote a rebuttal to it and explains how the entire book, The People's History of the United States, was a like deliberate act of subversion by Howard Zinn, who could have only written it by deliberately taking portions of like Columbus's diary out of context. Like it's just nothing more or less than a literal blood libel. That he goes in, he looks at American history, and he decides to present it dishonestly, to lie about it in order to progress the idea that white people are bad, white supremacy is the worst thing in the world, America was born from an act of genocide. None of this is true, but almost all of it gets its start with the people's history of the United States. Coincidentally, Howard Zinn lived right next door to Matt Damon when he grew up, which is why you have in Good Will Hunting him referencing the people's history to Howard Zinn and the ideas of Howard Zinn sort of permeating throughout the leftist activism and the liberal mindset informing Matt Damon's movies, especially his early work. But obviously this is pushed, and now it's taught as absolute fact. Now you grow up, you see the TV special saying it, you read the books that say it, your textbooks say it, your teacher says it, and it's all fake and it's all wrong and it's all a lie. But that's not even the part I'm talking about. Howard Zinn, who grows up in America, born in America, the first job that he has out of college is to go teach in a finishing school in like Louisiana, somewhere deep down south, Mississippi or Louisiana. It was a black woman's finishing school. And at the time, it had the reputation of being the finishing school of like royalty. And it was all black female student body. You can tell a woman from this school. I don't know if the crew can find the school name, but they had like a, it was like, she's a Harvard girl. You know, it had this name. It was like, they sit up straight. Their backs are straight as rulers. They their etiquette is perfect and refined. It was a finishing school. And you came out of that school as like a straight up, royal. You could eat with the queen and not hesitate for a second which spoon to use and how to drink. And that was the type of finishing school that he started working at. He goes there and like single-handedly destroys that school and gets a bunch of the students arrested by like holding civil rights rallies and then getting all the students to come. And then he leaves right as the cops show up and the cops arrest all the students. And then they like try to fire him because he's just clearly just comes into this nice conservative, community and just starts propagandizing all the children. No, you're all oppressed. You all have to stand up. You all have to come be a revolutionary with me. And Spelman, right? Spelman College. Look up, Howard Zinn at Spelman College. So he like creates the, they were fine. They were angry. There wasn't this, festering sense of like, oh, we're being oppressed. It was a finishing school. It was the nicest finishing school. They were proud of the people that they would turn out. We're just as classy, just as capable, just as refined as any white finishing school. Howard Zinn comes in. He was in Atlanta, Georgia. Gets all these kids to become revolutionaries, to reject, the things they're being taught. Go hold these protests and sit-ins. Get arrested and beaten by the cops. He jets out, never pays a price for it. Shows up at school the next day. They're like, they want to fire him. So then he launches a lawsuit to stop them from firing him. So just to get the guy off the back, they have to like settle with him. It's just, he's just this like engine of poison, of like civilizational poison. And it's just like, that's what he does. That's what he's done his whole life. And his ideas, his ridiculous, psychotic, anti-white blood libel has now been made the foundational understanding of America for kids coming up these days. And he is a relentless monster, an endless font of subversion and chaos and misery and lawsuits and like news articles where he's lying about everything that's happening. And he's not just destroying, white America in our history. He's destroying, black America and radicalizing the students and tearing down their institutions. And it's just like, do we not recognize an enemy when we can see one? Can we not recognize that this guy is not some good-hearted American that just wants everybody to be respected and he's concerned about some things in our past? No, he is a relentless liar and tearer down of real history because he is a Jewish supremacist racist who uses chaos as a weapon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a series of flash sales for only 2 days. And the last sale ended last night, Saturday night, like I said. I'm announcing this live on air Sunday night, the 10th of May, 2026. So you have 2 days through Monday into Tuesday to get a massive buy one, get one free deal at our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air, thealexjonesstore.com. And these products really work. Obviously, I want to be the most accurate news. I want our products to be the best. So you take them and you love them and you get blown away. Now, let me tell you about Shilajit. You can go research it. Even top scientists don't know how it happens. It's millions of years old. It's mainly in the Himalayas and a few other mountains, like the Carpathian Mountains and others. When they have a big earthquake, it will be revealed, and it's like this black tar inside the rocks. And it's full of all these insane peptides that just do amazing things for men and women and stamina and